Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Men versus Women, Differences Between Our Money Management Skills. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll get all sorts of options of things to do, see, and read about. Today we have one special guest who is with me in studio. Her name is Her name is Alicia Dunhams. She is on a tight schedule, so I am going to introduce her now and do my usual spiel that I do in segment one in a later segment. Marry rich. That's what Alicia Dunhams set out to do, but instead of marrying a millionaire, she learned the secrets of becoming one, turning her dates with fame and fortune into the ultimate wealth-building school. Gold digger. Now, it's Gold Digger. When she first told me the name, I thought it was Gold Digger, naturally, but what a clever play on words. Gold Digger is her inspiring book. It's a book, and it's your first-class ticket to the life of your dreams. Alicia takes you beyond the expensive gifts, exotic trips, and lavish dinners. I don't know. I'd be very happy with all that stuff. And reveals the intimate lessons her rich men taught her about money, life, and success. You can find more about Gold Digger at golddigger.com. Okay, Alicia, welcome to my show.
Bruce, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I have to tell you, not only is she sharp, but she is just a pleasure to sit next to. She also, when she's wearing her heels, towers above me. So if you go on Instagram, you'll see this tiny little guy next to this statuesque, absolutely breathtakingly good-looking and smart woman, which is Alicia. I have had the pleasure of interacting with her several times before, and I am looking at this book where she used to have long hair. She's now one of those rare women that could carry off short hair unbelievably well. I find that really a hard thing to do. But if you were looking at her, you'd be like me, sort of stumbling over your words. Okay, Gold Digger. That's the name of this book, Lessons Learned from the Rich Men I Dated. Now, there's a lot of chapters in this book. And our topic today is the differences between men and women and money. Our topic today is the difference between men and women and money. But you have all these lessons. Let's see. There's 13 lessons, one of which, the first one, is called the Abracadabra Principle. Well, what the heck is that?
Abracadabra means what you say, you create. It's the power of the spoken word.
Is it magic?
Yes, it is.
It's our magic.
It's our magic. It's about visualization. It's first you think about something that you might want to do, and then actually voicing out. I think that the tongue is very important in terms of really saying what you want to do, how you want to affect change on the world, really manifesting what you want. And that's what I learned when I was dating these wealthy, successful men, is if they wanted to achieve something in life, they actually voiced it out. It's almost like you breathe it into existence by just even saying it. Of course, you got to follow up with action. But when you actually voice it out, you're giving, first of all, you're telling the universe you mean business. And then you're also giving other people, you know, you're holding yourself accountable for actually achieving it. There's three steps to this, really.
Okay,
You visualize what you want to achieve in life, whether it's starting a new business, whether it's traveling around the world, making a certain amount of money, affecting change, creating a nonprofit, whatever you want to do.
So I want a new Porsche. Should I just start visualizing it?
You first visualize it, and then you tell someone.
I want
someone.
A silver one with beige interior. Can I be that specific?
And all these millions of listeners here, they're going to hold you accountable to getting that Porsche one day. So you actually visualize it.
It will be my second one, but I want the new Boxster. It's just so damn cool.
Oh, yes. Very cool.
Okay. So step one is to visualize.
And then step two is actually to take your visualization and put it into words and actually say it. We're on radio right now. Tell it to friends, family, your network, your colleagues, what you do want to achieve.
You're saying basically own it. Put it out there. Put yourself at risk.
Absolutely put yourself at risk, which is another chapter of the book, by the way. And
the risk factor, lesson six.
Yes.
Okay.
After actually saying it, then putting action to it. So you can say that you can think about having a Porsche, and you can say you want to and tell people, but then you have to have action steps. These are something tangible things that you need to do.
Okay, well, I do have a problem, though, with this Porsche thing.
Okay.
Okay, it's my wife.
That
she thinks I could spend money on more appropriate things. So Can I visualize a way in which, I'm joking. She actually supports it as long as I can figure out how to pay for it.
And well, yeah, when we're talking about, you know, men versus women here, and I think if this is something truly that you want, you should deserve it. You don't want anyone holding you back on your dreams.
My wife is not that way at all.
I'm totally joking. I'm sure she's lovely. So that's really, and then third one is actually action items. So you can say, you know, you want to create a business, and I'm a business owner now. I work with entrepreneurs worldwide, and when they are talking about what they want, okay, so you visualize the business that you want, and then you speak it out loud. I'm going to start this kind of business, whether it's a wellness center or writing a book or whatever you want to do. But then you actually have to surround yourself with the people. I always say that your net worth is your network.
I so agree. And it's all free now. If you go on social media and utilize it, I mean, that's how you and I met.
Absolutely. We
okay,
have
we
access
met by
to
just
anyone.
Putting ourselves out there. First, we met online. No, I think we, I don't remember if we met online or in person first, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Because eventually the connection was solidified in person.
That's the wonderful thing, because what I don't want people to think is that, oh, you know, rich men have it all, especially we're in a presidential debate and we have Romney versus Obama. And
excuse me, they're both rich. That's the part that I find kind of humorous. One's just richer. Okay,
exactly.
Obama isn't exactly suffering per guy.
But think about it. They both went to Harvard, so
yeah.
Part of that network. It is this old boys club that we talk about, but women very much can have the women's club, and we definitely have access. And women are growing businesses like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I come from showbiz, and that was one of the first places where I think the glass ceiling was shattered,
mm-hmm.
because I dealt with so many powerful women. I met early on Sherry Lansing as an example, who was just classy, smart, successful. I mean, she was everything anybody should be, man or woman. But she was a pretty powerful executive when there were very few women at tops of companies when she was. So I understand exactly what you're saying. And it was available and a little easier, I think, in showbiz, which has been tolerant, to say the least, of people and differences, what sexuality, whatever. I have another question, though, regarding this. During your research, how many marriage proposals did you get?
Wow, I didn't get any marriage proposals.
Are you kidding me?
I was at a different place in life, actually. Well, I've been engaged. How many times have I been engaged? I've been engaged 3 times. So it's not like I have had a lack of marriage proposals.
Well, no. There's no question that that's not an issue. It's just, okay, and I'm not going to ask you why did those marriages not happen, but let's go on
to another. Well, I had one marriage. I had one marriage.
And one child, right?
I have one child, yes.
Okay.
A beautiful 10-year-old daughter.
That's wonderful. So, in fact, writing about women and women being successful, to some degree, is you're wanting to lay out the groundwork for your own daughter. You
Absolutely.
Want her to learn from what you've learned without necessarily having to date rich men. Not that that was a problem for you, but that isn't the path she has to take. She can take the path of along the lessons that you provide in this book.
Absolutely. It's about women creating their own success, and they can do it themselves. And it was funny, and I do want to give props to the rich men I dated, because it was really one of them that instilled in me that I could do it. And it was interesting. I didn't get that in high school from counselors. Even in college, I just thought I was going to kind of get a job and do what everyone else does, the 9-to-5. But it was one man that I dated that instilled in me the confidence that I could be, do, and have anything that I want. So that's really what changed it for me. He said, Alicia, you are industrious enough to be your own millionaire. And that was really what I say, the lightning strike that ignited the forest fire.
Very, very interesting. How much time do we have left, Richard? Are we almost out? Okay, we have a minute left, and we're going to continue with Alicia in the next segment. I actually found myself in a similar role with many of the women that I dated, that they had ideas, but they were so afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on saying, go for it. What are you risking? And especially with, I've been married twice, and I'm presently married, especially with both my wives. I said, you have a safe, or what's the word, a back plan. I'm not coming
foundation.
Up with the right word. A foundation in the fact that I can pay for our life. Mm-hmm. So take the darn risk.
Mm-hmm.
Go for what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everybody has that. So you have that. So if you have a dream, do it. Act on it.
It's so important. The thing is, when I was dating these rich guys, I was a single mom for years. And so I was doing everything on my own in terms of having a business. There was one time, we didn't get into this, that one of these men, they didn't like that I was working. And so they said, hey, how about I take care of you for a bit?
Oh, God. I can imagine the reaction to that one.
Well, it was really interesting because he wanted me to go to the south of France with him. And I said, well, I have a business, I have a job, and I have a child. And he goes, well, I'll take care of those things. And so I experimented with that a little bit. But at the end of the day, women make your own money because the thing is, you don't want people controlling what you do. You don't want a man, another woman controlling what you do. So you definitely, making your own money at the end of the day is the most empowering thing.
I couldn't agree more. We have to take a break. Oh, we're going to keep going. Okay, we're going to keep going. Then I want to ask, what the RISK factor is. Obviously, the fact that you spelled it out means it must be an acronym.
Yes. So RISK is the risk factor, and it's all about taking risks. It's one thing that I found. We were talking about risks before the break. And really, I think, and this is from a Jeanette Winterson book, The Passion, what you risk reveals what you value. And I truly believe that people...
Interesting. Say that again. What you risk...
What you risk reveals what you value.
Okay. So go on real quickly, and then we're going to take a quick break.
So risking is really about going out there and doing things that other people haven't done, paving your own way. And that's one thing I found is that all the men that I dated were entrepreneurs and business owners. And most of them, except one, most of them didn't come from money. So it just shows that you can create something from nothing. You can with an idea. But again, as we talked about in the abracadabra principle, you think about it, then you say it, and then you actually have to have the action items to do it. And part of that is surrounding yourself with other successful people.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but we'll hear more from Alicia Dummins and Gold Digger after these messages.